IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Viewpoint. I am Beta, and today again I have the honor to be at your service as the host of today's episode. And with me there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Ali and Sheikh. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you. It's an honor to have you here with me. One of the controversial issues that has preoccupied Muslims' minds is, in today's world, is whether Islam can run the community in modern world or not. If so, how and in what way is it possible? Which Imam Khomeini, and as a faqih, philosopher, and mystic, claims that it is possible and Islam can run the community in the modern world. So the question that, so as we see, there is a kind of strong emphasis on building this Islamic government in this world, and it is one of the principles of our religion to do that. But the question that I want to start the episode with is the point that is the goal of Islam here is to rule the world, and even is it possible?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The concept of Islam needing to be a government is because the fact that justice cannot be served or cannot exist without being in charge or without having a government altogether, and that is why Islam, if you look into its jurisprudence, rulings, and whatnot, you see that there are various things or various cases where there has to be a ruler or a just ruler. That just ruler is in charge of various obligations. There are various obligations out there. For example, Salatul Jum'ah is one of them. And code lines and guidelines are given usually during that time. For example, the capital punishments, the jurist system, the juridical system altogether needs a just government. There has to be laws and regulations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, Islam being a religion, meaning that it is for the happiness or for the goodness of human beings, so whether be it in this world or the hereafter, it needs to be applied through government. And therefore, it is vital for Islam to have its own state or government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but the question is something. Does Islam want to rule the world? Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Yes, what Sheikh said is true, that, for the society to have actually order, to be managed in an order, requires government, and Islam has a suggestion for the government. And there is a model in Islam, and alhamdulillah, we have been benefited from the teachings of Al-Quran and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet that this is possible. But can Islam be ruling the whole world, or is Islam after ruling the whole world? Actually, I have to say yes, due to some reasons, due to some factors. The first that I want to refer to is comprehensiveness of Islam among all the religions on the scene of the earth, or specifically the Abrahamic religions. Islam is the most comprehensive religion. Even those religions themselves actually confess that Islam is the most comprehensive, because they have been awaiting for a comprehensive religion to come, and their prophets actually gave them tidings for this comprehensive religion to come. So we can see this, that Islam has a say for every single action in the world, in the life that we are in need of. So Islam actually resolves all the questions of human being in this world. So we cannot find such a thing in other religion. If we shall go in depth talking about this. Second is conformity of Islamic rulings with intellect. Look, كُلَّمَا حَكَمْ بِالشَّعْ حَكَمْ الْعَقْلِ. That is, whatever is in Islam actually is in accordance with al-aql, intellect. So there is nothing opposite the intellect in Islam. So whatever is intellectual is also Islamic. So this is another reason that we say that Islam has this potentiality, this capability to rule the world and has an internal conformity.
Yeah.
The next is the deficiencies that we see in other religions, that we see that they are not able to provide an answer for the questions or for the modern questions of the human being. It can be applied in different issues, from the issues that we have in medicine and medical issues to the social and, let's say, cultural issues that human beings are usually afflicted with. Islam has a comprehensive answer for all those questions.
Yeah.
We can refer to them, inshallah, also one by one. The next is that the time for the previous religions has already come up, and those earlier religions have faced distortion. I mean, there is no access to the undistorted version of previous religions. So if the other religions want to say that, okay, we have also a say in front of Islam, to say, okay, we are also a rival for Islam and Islamic teachings, for a modern man, it cannot be said so. Because, for example, one certain religion, if we want to look at it, I mean, there are two or three versions of their divine book only. This is actually one aspect of it. If it can be applied also to other aspects of their teachings, from which version are we going to follow? Which, let's say, rulings are we going to follow? So this is another issue that actually we might face with problem if we follow other religions. So we can go in and discuss these issues that we have mentioned, inshallah, one by one.
Thank you, Brother Ali. So you mentioned the reasons in the factors that show us that Islam has the potentiality to actually rule the world, okay?
Yeah.
And for ruling the world, we need to conquer the world, first of all, okay? I mean, you have to have the power to control these people all over the world. I mean, and in this modern world, it seems like a bit ambitious, isn't it?
Look, that's good that you mentioned this, but it's not... what I explained does not mean that we are going to conquer the whole world.
Yeah.
We have seen that the Holy Prophet introduced Islam to the world, but did he start any war to conquer other territories just to say that Islam should be should spread in the whole world? No, the beauty of the world of Islam actually can find its... the attraction of the beauty of the worlds of Islam can attract people to it. So Islam is not after, for example, conquering different countries and territories to be added to the Islamic territories. No, this is not the
yeah, I get it.
Concept.
Thank you, brother. So how about you, Sheikh? You seem like a bit critical here. And
personally, the fact of the matter is that if the concept of spreading it and conquering the world is by making people follow your order, people following your order, like how you asked the question, is not a simple thing to do. People do not follow orders just out of the blue. There has to be some kind of power out there that makes the people, allowing you to follow them. And of course, like if you look at the beginning of Islam, how it started off, Islam, as the Prophet ﷺ, started with the poor people. People who lived hardships until they moved from Mecca to Medina. Of course, they went to Habasha, then to Medina, some of them. And after that, the first order did start off with defending themselves. But then after their power grew, it started growing and growing and growing until after the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, it's a controversial debated topic of whether Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam accepted the spreading of the wars and how it went along and whatnot, and whether Al-Hasan al-Husayn alayhi salam, were they in combat as well during the times, and or whether they weren't. And but let's leave out Islam altogether, just talking about anything that wants to rule. Nowadays, with so many people stating that this is my country, this is my border, this is my line, this is my guideline, this is my ruler, this is my king, this is my president, how are you going to control them just by words? people don't always exactly. follow words. So that's my personal take on it. Some people may view it as kind of a caveman view, but at the end of the day, we'll see what happens when the imam comes.
Yeah. Thank you, Sheikh. So,
I want to say that, yes, Imam Ali Salam will come, Imam Mahdi Ali Salam will come, but this uprising or this, let's say, revolution that Imam is going to bring is not going to happen necessarily with weapons. I think this is
not,
a
he
bad... Is
not going to have enemies?
No, definitely Imam has enemies.
Has enemies, but usually
but
enemies, are they going to play
expecting,
clean?
Well, if you are expecting, let me finish it then, inshallah, you can enter. If Imam's revolution is going to happen by massacre, killing, I think, so it's it might be an unwelcome start for the revolution of Imam. But what is quite certain in the narrations that the arrival of Imam is with a joy and ecstasy from the side of people. You see, all the people have been awaiting for him. Not only Muslims, not only Shias, then even the followers of other religions join him, I mean, with enthusiasm. It means that it's a sort of, let's say, attraction that he has, like a magnet, that he is collecting people. Actually, people go towards him. But it does not mean that he starts this revolution with a bloodshed. No, those bloodshed have happened before his arrival and advent.
The Jews were waiting for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. Christians were waiting for the arrival of the Prophet.
Do you approve me? Do you approve whatever I said on a based on hadith? No.
And on what? That people were waiting for him?
There's bloodshed, whatever has happened, and in what we have heard, and for example, unfortunately, by this
there were difficulties.
Narrations have happened before him. But the arrival and the advent of Imam is with all peace and beauty rather than massacre and killing.
No, I actually disagree with that. There are various sayings about the topic, and it is debated. Like the sayings that the man comes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, telling him when he views the caliph of Bani Abbas and the people that follow him, look at them, how lucky are they, how luxurious they are living. And when are you going to come? When is the qaim of the Prophet going to come? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam stated, you think that when the qaim of the Prophet comes, it's going to be like this? So, it's going to be hardship and blood.
Yeah.
Hardship and blood.
Look, not by Imam himself. Before him, the hardship and blood has happened already by people due to the lack of Imam. This is due to lack of rahmah among the people.
The wars.
That's why we are suffering. We are suffering from his absence.
No problem.
This absence brings
calamities. I agree. The absence brings calamities.
So
but the
calamities,
thing is that the people.
Calamities are the time before his arrival. When he arrives, he brings all peace.
How does he bring peace?
I mean, look, the existence. Look, have you ever seen the narrations of the birth of Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When he came, all the city,
the land
have become green. I mean, even in the vicinity of Mecca, you see how beautifully the people got kind to each other. This was blessing of a person.
That's the comparison.
This is a lot. When the same way that happened for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
You mean there were no war, no weapons?
No, I mean the weapons have happened already before that when but there is a final I can't call it a final check, but this is not all bloodshed and all war.
Yeah, for sure.
This is a very simple thing to finalize everything.
But so, can you deny the need?
No, definitely we are not.
That's the thing.
No, but you are saying he is going to say, I mean, we have to actually expand Islam with war. No, this is not the case.
Thank you, Brother Ali. Thank you, Sheikh, for being with me, arguing, and all the things. It was kind of a fantastic episode. And thank you to your listeners for staying with us. I hope you enjoy this episode specifically. And I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shining bright, you came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. everyone will say, please save me, except Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها.